Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the Fortnite Show. And today we actually had a brand new update. And with that update came brand new leaks and a fan favorite weapon coming back. And this fan favorite weapon, we'll go over a little bit later. But to start off, I had to do something a little bit different. So I'm going to put in the description of the episode a link to a Google Drive with all the leaked skins in it, the leaked skin sheet that I made from FModel. You can go over into there and find out all the leaked skins. And I'm just going to put that there, and then you guys can go in and look at it and see all the leaked cosmetics, since it is kind of hard to go over in a podcast. But why don't we go over what is new in the update? And so starting off, we have a bunch of new stuff here. And one of the first things that I noticed when I was looking through the files was there's aliens coming to Fortnite soon. And if you go to like Sweaty Sands and that area, there is like teasers and stuff, which is pretty cool for aliens. So, yeah. And then... and then according to FireMonkey, Aussie Antics and Lucifruit were sent a DVD player with a DVD titled They're Coming. What is interesting is earlier he was informed about an ARG of sorts where tons of postcards with the same number were sent out to people and were theorizing what it was. And images, the images above that he put are provided by the Discord server related to the situation, and it's unknown still if it's related to Fortnite or not. And he's honestly still very confused on if it is Fortnite or not, and we'll have to see. And a popular theory on the Discord is that this was related to Coldplay. In reality, this thing is a mystery that just so happens to come at a time when Epic is hyping up aliens. We have an IRL UFO into disclosed, and now some spooky postcards and DVDs. And I love Coldplay. I actually really like their music. I mean, I'll be really happy if they did some stuff with that. Because, I mean, it's probably one of my favorite bands, to be honest. But, of course, this could just be not true. But then, again, it could be, and I hope that it is. But now, moving on, there's some bugs that people had, and then that's nothing, though. Deathstroke. We have a Deathstroke Zero Cup. You can actually see this if you go to the Compete tab in-game. It's only a one-day cup, and if you get 8 points, you'll get the Epic Slays Watching Spray, and then you'll get, depending on your region, if you get in the top, for example, NA West, which is what I'm on, for the top 1,000, you get the Deathstroke Katana's Backbling, Deathstroke Zero outfit, his pickaxe, and his spray. You get top 1,000, so definitely go for that. And it's a solo tournament tomorrow, I think. Yes, the event starts tomorrow, it says. And then there's also the typical Gamer Cup. I think that the Deathstroke Cup is, yes, the Deathstroke Cup is on the 27th. That's not tomorrow, that's in 2 days. And then typical Gamer Cup is tomorrow and that Thursday. And I actually am really excited for this. It's like 6 p.m. Hoping I can play in it. It's at 6 p.m., so I'll be out of school by then. But then again, I probably won't be able to play in it. So we have some other news. LTM set to return soon. High explosive duos, classic loot squads, floors, lava disarm squads, unvaulted duos, bodyguard duos, solid gold squads, and one-shot duos. I love one-shot duos. And then also, we have the crossover quests, and they have are now out. And it is to visit the NBA Creative Hub, which gives you 50,000 XP, play a match of Court Crashers for 50,000 XP, collect coins in Court Crashers 30 for 50,000, and if you complete all the crossover challenges, you get a banner icon. And then there's also some foreshadowing quests out. What else is there? I know that there was more. I just had to find where it is. Because I had all this sorted out. Yes. A season in the if you go into that Google that I'm gonna the Google Drive that I'm gonna post in the description, if you look at the Dizzy skin and the Rebel Slice pickaxe, that is supposedly going to be the starter pack for next season. And then the Fixer skin and no pickaxe, the pickaxe is already released. The Fixer skin will be a PlayStation Plus pack. You can actually see if you look underneath it. And the reason why people are thinking that Dizzy will be the Season 7 starter pack is because it says it's going to be released in Chapter 2, Season 7. And then also there's the Champion skin, which is going to be, it's actually nicknamed in the files, Future Pink Ghoul. What this means is that it's going to be exclusive to this FNCS, kind of like World Warrior. If you guys don't know, the World Warrior skin, it was made for the World Cup, and you can never come it again. Get it again, I mean. Also, if you go in-game now, there's this new setting. If you go to Creative, and then you push Play, it will actually bring up that same thing where you can play Create, Play, but now you have My Games, which you can visit your games, and that's Recent Islands and Favorite Islands. Then the new one called Discover, where you can enter an island code, see the top 8v8 maps, roleplay maps, popular maps, one-player maps, combat maps, variety maps, and practice maps. And you can just launch right into them from here. And I think that's really cool. But then we also have that done. And then there's a whole bunch of encrypted files. If you don't know what it is, though. We have a whole bunch of creative stuff, but we'll go over that when we go over the blog post. We have another pack for, what is it called? Save the World. And if you look in the files, the leak skins again that I'm going to post, there's the Lockbot skin. He is going to be the next pack for over there with the Lockpick pickaxe. And then also there is going to be a stage 5 for the Foreshadowing Quest, Destroy Spooky TV Sets. It's not out yet, but it will come out soon. And there's a new NPC silhouette. I actually can post this one as well over in that Drive. But what that one is, because it's really cool. It looks like the, if you don't know from WandaVision, it looks like Maria Rambeau. Also, the drum shotgun was re-added for some reason. I don't know why it was, because that was not the mystery weapon that was added, fan favorite. So, very confusing on why that was updated. But why don't we now go over updated skin sets to come back. Starting off, we have the Catwoman's pack and the Catwoman's skin sold separately. You can get those coming back. Harley Quinn's coming back. Harley Hitter is coming back, and then her other pickaxe, I don't remember the name, is coming back. I can actually look at it right now. Her pickaxe coming back, so that is the Harley Hitter and the Punchline pickaxe are both coming back. The Catwoman pickaxe and Catwoman emote is coming back. All the Batman stuff is coming back, including the Caped Crusader pack. We got a bunch of wraps coming back. I actually don't know what the names of these wraps are, so I'm so sorry. And then the Highland Warrior skin. And the Battlehound skin, they're coming out in a pack together with their whole entire set, which is all really rare items. So definitely pick that one up when it comes back. And the Dynamo skin is coming back. Also really cool. The Dynamo skin is coming back with the Macho Libre, I think is the name of the skin. The male version is also coming back. Very, very cool. It is the Lucha bundle. And then the Luncha bundle, I mean. We also have a brand new loading screen that is out that you get if you're part of the Fortnite crew this month. And it is called the New Team, and it says How It Ends, May 2021 Crew Bonus. And if you look in the background, you can actually see what the next one's crew pack skin is in her pickaxe. It looks amazing. But then in the background, you can see Loki. Really cool, which confirms that Loki's going to come back. And what might be Thor from his Ragnarok hairstyle. So definitely, definitely something to check out and look at just because that is really cool. I mean, I am excited for whatever is going to be coming. I mean, I love all this stuff that they're adding. So, I mean, let me know what you guys think about that one coming back. and I'll let and that loading screen me know what you think about it. But then also, that's about all the news about that stuff. But we do have some new blog posts actually to cover. This one's actually really good. I know that there's a lot of people probably out there who have wanted to gift their friends bundles. And there's actually a blog post you can go over there, but we're not going to go over it with the blog post. I can actually just, I'm just going to describe it to you. If you go into the item shop right now, actually, you can test this out. There's a whole entire new design for the gifting system. It is way cleaner, in my opinion. Like, even if you go to something like the Red Knight skin, or yeah, the Red Knight skin, if we go into the Red Knight skin, buy it as a gift, it shows who owns it. And it also shows you, like, who is all, like, how much it would cost to gift it to them. And if they own either item. And so that is really cool. It helps to see who you can gift it to who doesn't have it. But then if you go up, like, one of the locker bundles that we have in the shop today. I'm not going to say what it is because we're going to go over that one later. You can actually see who already has an item in it. Like, one of my friends has one of the items in it, so it's only 900 V-Bucks to gift him the rest of the bundle. And that is pretty cool, how you can just gift them part of the bundle if they already own it, and it only costs that amount of the bundle. And it's the same, it's, you can gift the same exact way as you would before, and you have 5 out of 5 gifts still. And even if your friend, if you haven't been friends with someone for 3 days, or if you're not even, a friend of them, I don't think you have to be a friend of them, if they're in your party, you can gift them through your party. And so that is really cool as well. But then pretty much that's it for that. There's just some more news on the Street Shadows pack. We already covered that one. We have a new Save the World home base status report. And this one says, "Hello, Commanders. Home base is back to share what's coming this weekend next to Fortnite Save the World. The Scurvy Shoals Venture Season ends soon. Now's the time to wrap up unfinished Blockbuster, Yar, and Battle Royale quests. These quest lines, event heroes, and RoboRay and dungeons will rotate out on June 19, 2021. Don't fret, Commanders. Dungeons will return in the future, and rumor has it he may be cooking up another wing. We'll tackle that when the time comes. Home base status report initiate." I finished my Yar questline and my Battle Royale questline. I did not finish the Blockbuster. I got pretty much nothing from there. I didn't end up getting the skin, the heroes, but that's fine. They'll come back soon. But coming May 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern, Bring the Fog of the Sea with Freebooter Ken. Freebooter Ken returns for more plundering. His standard perk is Sea Fog, and Smoke Bomb restores your shields to full. And Sea Fog Plus, Smoke Bomb restores your shields to full, freezes your enemies for 5.5 seconds after activation. That is really good. You just have to activate Smoke Bomb and it redoes your shields. And then on June 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern, Diecast Jonesy and Chromium Ramirez return. Diecast Jonesy brings the boom. "The die has been cast," says Jonesy. "Standard perk is Broomstick. Increases going commando damage by 25%, and commander perk is Broomstick Plus, increases going commando damage by 50%, and changes damage type to energy." And then Chromium Ramirez is ready to reload. "Standard perk is In a Pinch, reloads with an empty magazine regenerating 13.5 of your shield over 3 seconds. And commander perk Plus is reloads with an empty magazine, or reloads with empty magazines are 50% faster, and regenerate 13.5% of your health over 3 seconds. And then the Deimos Field Fortnite Crew Pack is also going away soon. And so I don't know if the next Crew Pack is going to have a Save the World skin. I'm sure there's a bunch of people who hope it does. I personally don't really care. I only use the same 3 heroes anyways. So, I mean, those go on my support team if I want to use them. And then finally, for our final blog post, we have Creative Version 16.50 Update, Extra Large Islands, Large Team Support, and more. This is by the Fortnite team. This is really cool new update stuff. The 16.15 Creative Update brings the Spatial Thermometer. and extra large islands to allow you to build bigger, better experiences for your players. Along with these, this patch sees all devices updated to support up to 50 teams, and the device channel limit being increased to 200. Extra large islands and the spatial thermometer. This update brings the official launch of extra large islands templates, which gives you around 16 times the space to build that the original islands did. To help you make the best use of all that space, these islands use the new spatial thermometer system. Check out the introduction of the spatial thermometer in extra large islands below, or read about them in more detail in the documentation website. Large team support. All devices which have team settings can now support up to 50 teams, allowing for properly constructed large-scale trio and duos and free-for-all matches. Increased channels. With more space to work in, we know you're going to need more channels to operate your amazing campaigns, conflicts, and contraptions. So the channel limit has been raised again from 150 to 200 with version 16.50. Conditional button updates. We made a significant update to the conditional button to allow it to handle multiple items in custom stack sizes. We've also made a bunch of updates to its usability for players. And then there's a bunch of gameplay fixes here, which you can go over to find those. And for islands, there are 4 new extra large island templates being added in this release, and that is extra large flat grid island, an extra large flat island of grid squares, an extra large archipelago island, an extra large environment focused around water and opposing islands, a mountain ridge island, an extra large mountain with extra large island with mountains, lakes, and beaches, and mountain ridge. I can't talk today. Mountain ridge island empty, an extra large mountain ridge with no vegetation. They're working on these islands and will automatically be using the spatial thermometer. Spatial thermometer is on extra large islands, handle memory budgets differently from normal sized islands. Much more can be placed on an extra large island as long as any one area has about the same amount of memory use as the normal island. Existing islands work by loading everything into memory and keeping there at all times. The size of these new extra large islands allows us to manage memory by uploading unseen props and geometry. As players move around the island, the system only loads the things that players can see. Spatial thermometer breaks down the island into grids of cells. When you place a prop, its memory cost is added to the cell around it, which can be seen. When you add a device to the map, its memory cost is added up to all of the cells in the map, since devices always need to be loaded in memory to operate and can't be swapped in and out like props. Otherwise, they will stop working when you get too far away from them. As you add props, the memory cost of an individual cell will automatically be calculated by adding the memory cost of all props visible from that cell, plus the cost of all devices on the island. Memory use is shown in two ways: the memory bar and the heat bar and the heat map that overlays the map. The memory bar. If you have a prop in your phone tool ready to place, the memory bar will display the memory used for the highest memory cell within range of where the prop is being placed, showing the worst case scenario that placing the prop will have on the memory used nearby. If you don't have a prop in hand, the memory bar will show the memory used for the cell with the highest memory cost near island. Heat map. The heat map shows you a color-coded representation of the island cells on your island. You can see this information in the mini maps for cells nearby, or for the whole island by opening the map screen. The colors on the cell give you an idea of the amount of memory that each cell is currently using. 0% is blue, 25% is green, 50% is yellow, 75% is orange, 90% is red with an exclamation mark over the cell when the cell is close to being over budget, and 100% is red with the padlock in the cell. The cell is over budget and needs to have its memory reduced. If you hit the limit in any cell on your island, you'll see a padlock. You'll be restricted from placing more objects in that cell's area. You have to bring those lock cells back under the memory budget before you can place any more objects in their range or place devices anywhere on the island. And then there's just tips on how to place them. And then there's also a whole bunch of devices here and a whole bunch of other stuff. We're just going to go over the consumables added, and then we're going to end it for there on the creative blog post. They added 6 different key cards that will work with the conditional button and capture area devices and can be given to players with devices such as the item spawner and item granter. Equipping a key card will also visually guide you to the appropriate conditional button if it is registered as a key item. Key cards added are the Authority key card, Grotto key card, Catty Corner key card, Rotilla key card, Rig key card, Shirt key card, and that's all of them. And then they also added 70 resource types for the device. Actually, they did not. They removed all these. They actually added Save the World items to Creative. And then finally, the Llamatrana mannequins. The Llamatrana mannequin devices are only for Epic Driven Progress, and they will not be released for public beta or beta use in version 16.50 or future updates, and they will let everyone know future information or availability. You'll see these devices now by going into the Creative Hub that is out right now. Then finally, before we go to our break, we have some Fortnite status for known bugs. They're investigating an issue preventing players from completing their NBA challenges. They're investigating reports that phishing spots have become infrequent with version 15.50's release, and they'll keep you updated as they have more info. Where they're investigating an issue with the new consumables added with 16.50 in creative mode on Android and Switch platforms. Due to the issue, they'll temporarily remove the items from the inventory section on those platforms and will be re-added in a future update. And they're aware of the flame bow still appearing in competitive playlists, and they are working to remove it. Now, that is pretty much all. So, if there's any more news, we'll go over that in a future episode. But why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we're going to go over the item shop and the LTMs for today. Welcome back from the break. Now that we're back, why don't we go over what we have in the item shop for today? And to start us off, we have two new locker bundles in here today, starting off with the Trey Young's locker bundle. And this one will cost you 1,700 V-Bucks if you own nothing in it. And it includes the Gold Digger pickaxe, the Happy Stars wrap, which is reactive and it actually looks really good, the Baller emote, and the Scarlet Commander outfit. Or you can buy them separately, the Scarlet Commander outfit for 800, the Gold Digger pickaxe for 800, the Baller emote for 500, and the Happy Stars wrap for 500 as well. Moving down, we have the Donovan Mitchell's locker bundle, which includes, if you don't own anything, it costs 2,000 V-Bucks, and it has the Cozy Choms outfit, Sharky Shell backbling, Stark Splitter pickaxe, Dynamic Fire wrap, and the Fire Spinner emote. Or separately, it costs 1,200 for the skin, 800 for the pickaxe, 500 for the wrap, and 800 for the emote. Moving to the feature section, we have the Chicken Wing emote for 500 in here, the Red Knight skin with the Red Shield backbling for 2,000, the Crimson Ag pickaxe for 800, the Tigress skin, one of my favorites, with the jaw blades, with the Jade Blades backlink for 1,200, the Tiger Claws pickaxe for 800, and the Wild Stripes wrap for 300. Moving down to the daily section, we have the Magnus skin with the Enduring Cape backbling, the Assault Trooper skin for 800, and the Magnus skin is 2,000, the Bhangra Boogie emote for 500, the Sticker Star wrap for 500 animated, the Eagle emote for 500, and the Scorecard emote for 200. Moving down, we have all the NBA skins in here, which I don't actually think we've gone over these ones yet. Yeah, we haven't gone all of these ones. We have the Half Court Hero, the Fadeaway skin, Fast Break skin, the Buzzer Beater skin, and the Triple Double skin, which are all the male ones, for 1,500 each. And they all have the different superhero skin hairstyles. And then for the female ones, we have the Splash Specialist, Rainmaker, Rebound Raider, Crossover Champion, and the Dynamo Dribbler. And then we have the Shoot and Score pack, which has the Mini Hoop Backbling and the Hookshot Toy for 600, and the Dribbling Emote for 500. You can buy all the male ones for 3,500 V-Bucks. Or you can buy all the female ones for 3,500. Or if you already own one, it will only cost 2,000. We also have the Beast Boy bundle on here, the Batman Zero bundle, Catwoman Zero bundle, Knights of the Food Court bundle, Double Agent pack, Shadow Pickaxe pack, Last Laugh bundle, Snakes and Stone pack, and the Centurion pack. And if you guys own an NVIDIA graphics card, I thought I would just add this in here since most people probably forgot it by now. You can still claim your Hazard Platoon pack by going over to intel.com. But that is all for the item shop. So now we just got to go over our LTMs for today. We've got the Shockwave Trios LTM in here, Unvaulted Squads, the Crossover Court Crashers Creative LTM, Primal Rumble, Dark Minds Murder Mystery, and Realistic Solos. All of those are in here for today, and they're all extremely, extremely fun game modes. But that is going to be all for today's episode. If you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can find me over on YouTube at Numi or over on Twitch at Exotic Numi. I'd love if you guys follow me over on those places as it supports me a lot. But until next time, guys, goodbye.